And then, because I called her out on it, the Global Matrix got this bot farm to like and retweet and all.
Hey. You don't need bots to make this one possible. People can also just f***ing hate your ass. A lot of people can hate your ass. I don't know if you know this, but like half the population is women too. Guessing they haven't been all on the like, oh, this is awesome. This dude's great. Yeah, the one who brags about raping a 16-year-old and has been investigated for human trafficking. He's telling everybody that women deserve their own rapes. Kind of sucks. I'm going to quickly talk about the one, the only, the Mr. Andrew Tate. Over the weekend, I was, enjoying a little bit of time with the family, my partner, my lovely dog, Chico, and we were enjoying Galliano Island, and I was occasionally checking what was happening in the worlds of the internet. It was the end of the year, after all, and a mere moments away from 2023, and lo and behold, in 2022, a year that I have to define as a banner year for anti-LGBTQ+ slander and libel being ramped up and normalized so hardcore. In the olden days, it wasn't like, you know, someone would shoot up a nightclub, say, kill five queer people, and then the next day you'd see the right suddenly be like, well, fuck around and find out. You know, I mean, you're a bunch of groomers. What did you think was going to happen when you're grooming? People go after the groomers, you know what I'm saying? Tim Pool just straight up going from like, oh, well, I'm a milquetoast fence-sitting ex-liberal kind of a guy, and I'm for a lot of gay rights and queer rights. I'm definitely sympathetic to some of that. To straight up being like, you were asking for a wood chipper. What did you think was going to happen? You hosted a grooming event. And you're just like, God damn, wow. You're all just monsters now. You've dropped any pretense of even joking around this shit. You just want queer people dead. That's it. You've upgraded to that status and just calling everyone a groomer. You got to remember, 2022, that was the last year that we'll know of Twitter being 100% pre-Elon. Like, Elon was still in talks. He was still joking. He still had quite a few shares. He'd already invested. I think he had about 7% of Twitter shares because, he's an addicted poster. But we didn't know what the post-Elon era would be. And the pre-Elon era, well, that was James and Zay just being like, groomer, 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 groomer. Everything I don't like is groomer, groomer. Do you have an opinion contrary to mine? Groomer. Even if someone's not talking about something related to LGBTQ, it could be like, hey, by the way, they're not actually teaching CRT in school. He's like, oh, shit, groomer. Groomer would say that. Groomer. It seems like you're grooming right now with so much groomery and you can't even stop your grooms. And so in that year, 2022, where the libel, the slander ramped up, and it didn't even matter, by the way, if you were straight, if you were cis, if you were heteronormative, it doesn't matter what you are. If you were in the way, if you were like, I actually don't think that the gays are bad, that would be enough too. Then it would be like, oh, well, you're a groomer. Yeah, that's groomer talk. Yeah, are you associated with the groomers? Nonstop. It was just deafening. And this shitty thing is, again, it comes from a small minority of bigots. We're talking Christian nationalists, Christian fascists, neo-reactionaries, far right, extreme right, all that shit. They're still a minority of people that are very, very vocal about their extreme hatred. And lo and behold, moments away, you could look on the clock, see the countdown, seconds remain, out of nowhere, Andrew Tate appears. A new challenger approaches.
After getting his Twitter account reinstated by Elon Musk following a 5-year ban for misogynistic tweets, Andrew Tate tried to take a shot at Greta Thunberg, you know, like a real man would, like a real secure guy would, go after a much younger woman for attention, I guess. So what did he do? Well, he got embarrassed after Thunberg had a fantastic dunk in response to him. But here's how it all started. In an effort to essentially get her attention, Andrew Tate bragged about his alleged cars on Twitter. I don't believe anything this guy says, but let's just.
Oh, I'm not going to deny he probably has quite a few expensive vehicles. This was the thing in question. On December 22nd, 2022, again, days away, the year was almost over. Hello, Greta. I have 33 cars. My Bugatti has a W6 8-liter quad turbo. My two Ferrari, A12, Competizione, have 6.5-liter V12s. This is just the start. Please provide your email address so I can complete the list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions. And then you've added, so you added this on December 27th, 2022.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's all wrong.
Why?
I shouldn't be up here. You have stolen my dreams. Yet. You all come to us young people. For hope. How dare you?
You know what else is weird, by the way? Like, even most modern environmentalists, they're kind of looking for better ways to utilize energy than the ones that are currently destroying the planet. It's not that they intrinsically hate cars. It's not like they, like, I get it. You really like cars. It's kind of like you get your toys, you know? Like, some people grow out of that phase. Like, I want to collect all of the Hot Wheels, all of them. I want the extra and the cool, the spinny one that goes in the upside down. And then I like, but just for me, I want them all for me. Yeah, no, only I get to use them. I want, like, my toy collection, all of my cool toys, my cars. Look at that, all my expensive cars. But I guess, you know, for Andrew, it's kind of like that shit just keeps on going. It'll haunt you forever. You'll never be happy. I mean, if you want to have all of the cars, all of them, like literally every car and all the greatest ones and not anyone else gets any, like, yeah, it's going to be a miserable life.
My childhood. How dare you?
So, like, the shit is weird as fuck, right? Like, it's just really weird. It's like, you're so fucking rich, dude. Like, we know, because you gotta fucking scream it in everyone's face. It's not enough for you just to have all that money to have scammed so many thousands of poor young men out of their cash by selling them multi-level marketing cryptocurrency fucking schemes. Like, that sucks that this is how you make your wealth, just by grifting people. And also, you've got this facade that you're doing it because you actually care about men's rights, but you actually make men miserable because you make them all as miserable as you. They might start out being like, yeah, I've got some questions. I want to make money. Who doesn't under this system? And then, yeah, I have trouble meeting women. Who doesn't as well? It's hard just to meet people in general. So here, let's look for answers. What do we got? Oh shit, yeah, the problem is that women are trying to control us all through their fucking evil magical vaginas, and we have to destroy them all, and they're animals for us to tame. Okay, yeah, no, I hate women too. This is awesome. I'm making so much money on the cryptocurrency. I can tell you for a fact the Romanian prisons have no Bugattis or sparkling water. Well, I mean, we're gonna get to that.
What you talk about is money.
So I'm just going through my pockets. It's hard to find my cigars amongst all the money.
But that's the weird thing about this. Like, it's so insecure. Again, is it not enough that you have all this shit? Like, I believe you, dog. I believe that you got the mansions and the cars. And you get the, but, like, that's not enough. It's like, no, you need to watch me. You need to watch me as I use my things. Fucking voyeurship. So that's on December 27th, 2022. And so then some time goes by. There could be, to be completely fair, there's probably a couple temps running this. So I genuinely believe this was probably an Andrew Tate concept and idea, because, you know, he fully owned it. He otherwise would have just backed away from the massive L that happened and been like, oh, that was just one of my staff. That was like a bottom G. I'm the top G. That's not how this goes. Anyways, so some everyday things, retweeting some stuff, how to win, secrets, rest in the department, I bought both, some more shit, some more quotes, me and my castle, Pierce, blah, 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 post of this, you know something, can explain it, feel it, more obligations, doing good, mindset leads to victory, yeah, okay, so it's a lot of time that passed, and then around here, you retweeted this one, your interest had spiked, and we were already in December 28th by that point. To Top G himself, and then you're retweeting something else. It almost seems like a little bit of insecurity is going down. High net worth memes, Andrew Tate retweeted, and this is common Andrew Tate win. The Greta tweet there. Okay. Oh, then there's a Greta is more of a man than Cobra. He says agreed. And why is this all going down? I legitimately believe this is Mike Serenovich, the guy who had that whole rape blog. The reason Andrew Tate was attacked by the regime was due to a strong message to men not to be fodder for these global wars. Okay, so that's not really anything related. Oh, and then here's Hinkle. A wild Jackson Hinkle appeared. The Greta Thunberg response to Andrew Tate is the most bot-like tweet I've ever seen in my life. No one likes that little depopulation twerp. So she's buying likes. It's got 42,000 likes. A lot of people like that opinion. A lot of people were like, yeah, it must be the bots. Has to be the bots.
Assume. Let's take him at face value. He owns these vehicles. Hello, Greta Thunberg. I have 33 cars. My Bugatti has an 8-liter quad turbo. My two Ferrari 812, whatever. I don't even understand what these things are, okay? Because I don't care. It's like none of this is impressive to me. This is just the start. Please provide.
But you're a woman. I have heard that women cannot resist. What?
Your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions. Now, I'm sure everyone knows at this point, but just in case, Greta Thunberg became a massive international public figure because of the work she does in trying to combat climate change, trying to raise awareness about the reality of the climate emergency. She's incredible. She's a strong person. I've got a lot of love for anyone who's as strong as she is. And so she was not impressed, as I think most normal people are. And she had a comeback that I think was fantastic. Now, we had to censor it, unfortunately. But she writes,
bummed about that.
I know. I think I'm more bummed about that than anything. She writes, yes, please.
Wait, are you serious? No way. For the word dick? Twas a dick? That was too much? Man, TV sometimes, I tell you. When you gotta follow by broadcast rules.
Please do enlighten me. Email me at smalldenergy, you guys can fill in the blank, at.
No, we'll never know. What is it?
Getalife.com. And the best part was.
Mark says, I heard that Greta's poking of Andrew Tate wasn't the reason the police arrested and detained him. It is not, unfortunately. We're going to get to that as well. Because again, this is the facts over feelings zone. Although we'll go through some of the feelings, because I'm having amazing feelings from this entire story. My first one being, when I saw this, I was like, ah! And that was around, it was, I want to say 900,000 likes at that point. And of course, I joined in. So I'm 900,001. Yeah, that's me. So I'm the 900,000 and first person to click like science. And then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, keeps blowing up. Then it's like 1.2 mil, 1.3 mil, 1.4, 1.5. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be one of the biggest like tweets of all time in the history of the platform. We're hit, like, this is going to be Obama levels, you know? If we hit like 3 mil, 4 mil, 5, oh my God, just kept going. And then it was like, well, yeah, there is a large section of, you know, lost men on the internet. And the saddest thing about them is that, like, alienation affects everybody. A lot of people's parents have shitty conditions under capitalism. A lot of that translates to what the home life is like. And a lot of that just translates to more stressed out parents that can't spend time with their kids. Not only that, maybe they have broken home situations. Whatever it is, that makes your childhood harder. And yes, that leads to lots and lots of people having lots of problems. And when these young men go online to try and find solutions for these problems or answers, or even if they feel, because under fucking patriarchy, it sucks for dudes, you can't talk about your feelings, can't be emotional, can't be available, can't be like, even if you have friends, if you're fortunate enough to have real friends, you can't even talk to them about things, even if they're your dudes. It's just like, hey, by the way, I'm sad today. So fucking pussy, you're sad, Roblox yourself. We're men. So that sucks. Then you go online. Then you go on YouTube. Then you're like, hey, how to be popular, how to meet people, how not to be awkward in social situations, how to make money, got to be successful under capitalism, blah, blah, blah. Look it up. And then boom, this fucking asshole pops up. And right away, he's like, you want to be a fucking top G like me here, fucking Bugatti, look at this fucking, yeah, so women's fucking pussies. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, but here's, take my money. I want to learn how to be like you and have all your cars and shit like that. It's fucking gross. It sucks. Again, I recommend if you have friends who don't have places to ask questions, go to reddit.com/r/menslib, intersectional critiques of men's issues as well as answers and community and support for a bunch of stuff, you know. But we'll get into the pizza. We're going to talk about that. Also, want to quickly just head this one off of the pass. There's this weird corner of the internet that's really hyper-focused right now on the small dick energy. aspect of the comment being like, well, are we really going to endorse that this is okay if Greta does this in this situation, whereas other people don't do this in other situations? Like, would this be appropriate if it was like small tit energy at someone if they were bigoted and they were a woman? Would you be okay with that if a guy was like, yeah, well, you have small tits, so is that not insulting, blah, blah, blah? And I was like, I think what you're trying to do right now is stack. You're stacking. What you're doing is that this issue in and of itself is not enough just to speak about as a moment where a man who is a pedophile and who has bragged about raping a 16-year-old, this individual who has been raided before for human trafficking and has been under investigation for human trafficking for some time now, absolute monster of a human, someone who has said on record that they are completely fine, that women should be partially responsible for their own rapes. So that's a fucked up thing to think and or say. Also, openly flirting on his fans' own underage girlfriends live on streams and be like, you want to get with the real man, get with me. And it's like, well, that's an underage person that you're doing that to live on stream right now. So this is cool, Andrew. Good stuff. That person getting thoroughly and utterly eviscerated on the internet and kind of just being one of those moments where it's like, wow, it seems more people kind of hate his hatred than support it, broadly speaking, and I would say globally. Like, it's actually fucked up what an absolute creep show monster this dude is. That's a moment you can enjoy and sit back before entering into this entire, well, now we have to also dissect every element of this, and now we're gonna have to pull this apart. Not that I'm not saying that intersectional analysis of situations is not important, but at this moment you can enjoy Andrew Tate collectively getting destroyed online by an 18-year-old. That's pretty, an 18-year-old woman, I should add. That's probably the most important part. An 18-year-old woman absolutely destroying Andrew Tate online is fun. It's funny. It's not something I thought was going to happen near the end, the tail end of 2022.
Tate's reaction to that, which was simply, how dare you? No, but Andrew.
Oh, by the way, I saw a really funny retweet of that. There was someone who retweeted something that was like, someone who has a condition known as like micropenis. I see absolutely nothing wrong with this tweet, quote tweeted, and that tweet went viral as well.
Everyone's thinking it. You know that, right? Like when you feel the need to brag about your alleged luxury cars, anyone with two brain cells to rub together thinks, oh, he's struggling down there a little bit, you know?
100, and
he's been given the pass.
Maybe the greatest own in internet history. This reply is just so great, and especially coming from.
Well, I think you're going very far there. I wouldn't say it's the greatest own in internet history. I mean, there's greater cell phones. Okay, basically Elon Musk trying to hide. I'm rah-bah, and saying that he wasn't booed at the Dave Chappelle concert, and then deleting his own tweets. That cell phoneage to that degree. Oof, that was a, I would say, more powerful burn. That's more fierce in its ferocity. I think you could actually quantify it if we had some method of being able to be like, in terms of internet savagery, what levels it reaches. That one's pretty bad, and that's that, like, it's self KO'd, so that makes it even worse. But either way, it was just funny to see Andrew. It was just funny to see like Andrew Tate get fucking bodied online, again by a climate change anti-capitalist 18-year-old woman.
I don't know. There's a lot of insecure.
Ben Shapiro openly admitting he's never pleasured his wife was better. That one was really funny too. A lot of good cell phones,
including men. Yes, and I don't know if it's related to the size of their Johnson, but for anyone who thinks they're going to get the right answers from Andrew Tate in attracting women, you would be mistaken. Run for the hills. He's embarrassing. Like, the guy is embarrassing.
Yeah, he's also a twig. He thinks he's some tough dude. Dude is supposedly 6'3". He weighs like 150 pounds. He's a tiny man. You do the math. You figure.
I don't know who this is, my first introduction, but I'm just going to be real with y'all. If someone's a UFC trained fighter at any point and they actually had a career, even if it wasn't like immaculate, didn't have to be like you've had like 19 and one or something like that. If it was just straight up like mixed, but still they've had like 18 to 20 fights in a professional setting, doesn't really matter the weight class. I'm still going to be like, they could probably beat the ever-loving shit out of me just because they have that professional fighting. Like, I have never trained for that, you know, never, like, I work out, go to the gym, big dude, 6'2", still would say the people in the smallest divisions of the USC who are properly trained would probably all demolish me within seconds. Just because, again, they have specific training in that arena, which I don't have. You know, really, oh, sir, before us, we see ourselves in a bit of fisticuffs. Womp, 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 body gone. We're like, oh, that lasts about 2 seconds. Cool.
Figure it out yourself. That's all I'm saying.
It's all
he's
about,
not UFC. You know, he wasn't UFC. He was MMA. Oh, well, but still. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, MMA. Oh, mixed martial arts. Oh, yeah. Well, no. Well, I could take him, obviously. Well, yeah, no. That's coward shit right there.
What's in here? And what's in here? And it's lacking for Andrew Tate. And look, if I do
I
say
hard
so,
disagree. It's about all three.
Yeah, I mean, look, I try really hard not to insult the way people look.
Yeah, anyone
but
can.
But with Andrew Tate, I mean, it's a house of cards. His whole shtick is a house of cards.
He looks like Pitbull if he were sickly.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it is insulting to Pitbull because I think he's definitely more attractive than
Andrew
Tate.
True,
yeah.
A lot more swag. He's got natural swag.
He's Mr. 305.
He is.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, you can't stop that.
And he knows you want him.
True.
Right?
That's true, he knows it.
I don't know who this is, but this turned into a silly segment. I did want to start going into why exactly this blew up on the internet so much, though, because of course, like, okay, what are we at? How many likes? 3.8 million. What is Obama's six, right? The biggest liked tweets of all time. I hear Greta has two now in the top like five or something. Amongst the top 10 most liked tweets, approaches top five. Okay, hold on. I guess this is going to be reflective of society. If we burn, we lose civilization, but we send one of those, you know, kind of like records into space that has everything about us. Kobe was a legend on the court, so Barack Obama has 3.6 mil for that one. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. That is 4 million. Okay, this is we're going to get to the pizza. So this is 3.5. Oh no, that's the other one. This is the second one. This is what happens when you don't recycle your pizza boxes. 3.5 mil. Whew. To 273,000. Don't get me wrong. 272,000 for my metrics would be a fucking hugely viral tweet. But when you're battling the numbers that you know, come on. The tweet announcing Chadwick's death has the most Twitter likes. What is it at? 6, 7? That's still pretty huge. Oh, I love this, by the way. Hassan comes out of nowhere trying to beef with teenagers instead of adults and still losing his smile. So anyways, Andrew decided, time to clap back. I'm going to record the weirdest video of all time.
Release some greenhouse gases. I'm obviously a stranger to online controversy. It's not something I often do. But now, the mainstream press is commenting on the fact that I was informing Greta that
when being a supervillain goes wrong, you know, like in your head, and you know you're the heel too, right? Like you got that part down. You're like, yeah, the world hates me, right? But I'm the supervillain. I'm the man. You know, I'm the one they all want to be. They're all just jealous. All just jealous of the haters. When I talk about Greta, I'm gonna do a little nip slip, little tweak, little nipple tweak as soon as that comes out. Yeah, that'll look cool. That'll look really cool. This will be cool. This will something that, you know, people will reflect upon afterwards and be like, that was a cool thing that happened. It was certainly cool. If nothing else, we could certainly say it was cool.
My very extensive car collection with internal combustion engines which run on dead dinosaurs.
Whoa, epic. Mr. Whiskers, thank you for the tier one. Appreciate it.
Have an enormous emission profile. And she replied by telling me her own.
Oh, the grasshopper says, the dude with Anna was the guy who got Charlie Kirk and the dolphin fetus, Ben Glib. Okay, all right. He does earn my respect. That was very, very funny when he did that. That was one hell of a move.
An email address. Greta's email address is, I have small dick energy. Why would that be your own email address, Greta? Strange. I mean, also, I don't want to assume her gender. It's 50-50, but...
Like, this is so weird and so sad. Again, I don't do the Dave Rubin thing, you know, where he's like, so for a full month, I just disconnected. I have no idea what happened in the entire world. I have no idea. Has anything happened? It's been a month. I went into a time machine, except for Marvel movies. I watched all the Marvel movies. And you're like, no, motherfucker. I spent the weekend away, but I occasionally check my phone. I wanted to know what was going on. And then I, yes, laughed alongside the rest of the world at the Greta thing. And then along came this response. And I was like, oh, he's made a video. Neat. All right, let's see what this has to be. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Why are you doing this? You are losing this so badly. And at this point, like, I'm almost at the point of embarrassment. Almost, like, I kind of almost feel sorry for you. I don't, but almost.
It is what it is. I'm not actually mad at Greta. Please bring me pizza and make sure that these boxes are not recycled. Thank you. So I'm
like, I feel even worse for the people who got to watch this and be like, yeah, this is an epic own, my dude. We got him. Fuck the climate change. Like, where's his face? Look at the quartering. The quartering, you have to go all the way back to here. Andrew Tate epically trolls Greta Thunberg from Twitter and erupts over her clapback. Next video, Andrew Tate arrested. Everything we now know. Oh, shocking details. Andrew Tate responds to fishy arrest. Fishy arrest. Yes. Circumspect. Wonder what happened there. And Elon Musk seems to signal support. Seems to. Andrew Tate supports makes Journo rage at Asmongold, Aiden Ross, Sneeko, and more. And then, oh, that's as close. Oh, no. Elon torches doxing Journo. Elon Musk destroys lying Journo, spreading fake Andrew Tate news. My God. So we're going to get to the fake Andrew Tate news, obviously. We haven't even finished this.
I'm actually mad at Greta, right? Because she doesn't realize she's been programmed. She doesn't realize she's a slave of the Matrix. She thinks she's doing good. Someone has sat her down and convinced her to try and convince you to beg your government to tax you into poverty to stop the sun from being hot. And then, because I called her out on it, the global matrix got this bot farm to like and retweet and all.
Like, you don't need bots to make this one possible. People can also just fucking hate your ass. A lot of people can hate your ass. I don't know if you know this, but like half the population is women too. Guessing they haven't been all on the like, oh, this is awesome. This dude's great. Yeah, the one who brags about raping a 16-year-old and has been investigated for human trafficking. He's telling everybody that women deserve their own rapes. He kind of sucks. It's kind of shitty, you know?
This bot commenting to try and pretend that her telling me that she has a small dick and her own email address somehow teaches me a lesson.
What's with the Cheds and the whole Matrix thing? Well, that's not lately, by the way. And I'm sure you already know this. I'm preaching the converted. But they've been reappropriating what the red pill was from the Matrix films. The films made by, again, two trans women, their sisters. The Wachowski sisters made it. The whole thing is a metaphor to the trans experience itself. And yet they've tried to take that, and without knowing, by the way, they've fought tooth and nail to be like, well, that's not true. This is death of the author. What are you doing? You can't recreate your own storyline to fit these new narratives and these social justice narratives, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, losers, but that's what it is. It's a movie made by two trans women about the trans experience. It's very not only easily identifiable after you understand the coding language and characters they did, but in their own words afterwards, yeah, this is why we did it. This is what we were trying to do. This, blah, 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 blah. So you can try and do the whole copium thing after the fact, but that's reality. But they've tried to reappropriate the whole red pill shit, as in you are waking up from the Matrix, as in the world, the way the world really is, and programming you, and in order to get the truth from this.
Welcome to a new episode of The Clown Show. But now I know it.
Apparently even the hormone pills are red. That is true. Yes. Again, as big old sissy, I didn't pick up on anything. And I was obsessed with The Matrix when it first came out. I was on early internet forums going nuts trying to find all the things about the secrets and the codes and all the shit. And when the other two movies came out, I was in there every day being like, oh, well, I have a possible theory. Maybe this, the Merovingian is actually blah, blah, blah. I didn't see any of it. It was just like, and then now after the fact, I'm like, oh, wild. Oh, that's why the character's named Switch. Oh my god. Oh wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. No. Okay. No, I get it. I get it. Cool. That's badass. I did not get any of that. Now that I do, I'm like, oh, that's very, very cool.
That Greta, with a little hate-filled face, bitter, sitting somewhere without the heating on, in the cold, a little hat, shivering, views my tweets, which is gonna make my tweets.
Okay, I forgot about that part. Cameraman, we broke the fourth wall there, Andrew, but that joke was just too real. It just drops too hard. Oh,
little hat shivering.
Epic. Oh, what a man. So, friend of the show, Alejandro Caraballo, says Romanian authorities needed proof that Andrew Tate was in the country, so they reportedly used the social media posts. His ridiculously long video yesterday featured a pizza from the Romanian pizza chain, Jerry's Pizza, confirming he was in the country. This is absolutely epic. Now, this would be absolutely epic if this was the reason that the police actually found him, but the fact that there is that Romanian pizza box, that's what the meme, excuse me, this is where the meme came from. This is the origins of the meme and why people were like, holy shit. So readers have already added context. Speculation online centered on whether a distinctive pizza box had helped lead authorities to him. But Ramona Boya, a spokeswoman for the Directorate of Investigations of Organized Crime and Terrorism, told the New York Times that was not the case. So we're going to live the meme for 2 seconds here. Not only did Greta Thunberg to destroy Andrew Tate in her tweet, she made him so angry that he inadvertently tipped off Romanian authorities of his presence in Romania with this lame comeback video. The downfall in four parts. Greta's tweet now become one of the top 25 most liked tweets. I think it's in the top 5 now. Moral of the story, don't fuck with teenagers on social media. We'll agree with this. They will completely destroy you. Andrew Tate and his brother be taken into custody by Romanian authorities. Oh, I haven't actually seen the video footage. Oi, prof, top G. Fully top G. Oh man, I'm gonna be able to make such a good commercial using like memes of production for the new Andrew Tate course. So, because there's been a correction, I'm not gonna unlike this one. Not gonna unlike that one. I am going to, not gonna unlike that because that's true. This is not accurate. So I'm going to undo some likes in real time. We care about the facts because we have to have the real story. I read reporting by Gandol, a local Romanian news organization. Specifically, they reported the authorities mobilized after social media posts indicated the brothers were together. This is a bit different than my post stating about him being in the country. The investigators waited for the Tate brothers to return to Romania. After I read this, I decided to check Andrew Tate's social media. He was famously booted from social media in August. However, he had an Instagram ban evasion on his account. That was last posted on December 5th. No real discernible location. As I checked on Twitter, someone noted he posted a video titled Romania. However, there's no indication of the time and not a reposted video. There's nothing clarifying the date and time. The next day, he tweeted a video saying where to, and he was at an airport in Prague in the Czech Republic, so it's unclear if he actually was given that or if he was flying out of the Czech Republic. There are a bunch of other posts, but unclearly identifying a location that can put him at his home with a confirmed time frame. Quite a few features in front of the palm trees, which is definitely not in Romania, and indicates Dubai. It is confirmed prior video showcasing his Dubai mansion that matches his recent videos about the Matrix that he posted with the trolling Greta and his Bugatti. The Bugatti is obviously not in Romania. It is in the Dubai mansion. It's in the video here with the palm trees. That means that the picture tweeted with Greta was definitely not in Romania. So even then, we did not have his location. One final post was the castle. This was reposted comment months ago and was actually a hotel in Italy. Again, indicating that repost content. You can't actually be certain, but there it is where he says it is. As for Tristan, he doesn't post photos where he's at on Twitter much, at least in the last month. His most recent Instagram post from Dubai at a tailor shop I cannot locate. So recent indication is that he was in Romania with Andrew. So that brings us to the pizza video response. The reason I settled on this was because it's the post that confirmed the time and place that puts Andrew Tate in Romania in his home and cannot be reposted without content. I think it's fair that people are criticizing me for jumping to conclusions. This is not confirmed by Romanian officials, and I'm basing my assumption off a poorly Google translated article from Romanian reporting. However, I did the work and looked at his socials to check. After seeing, including on social networks, that they were together in Romania, the DIICOT prosecutors mobilized the special troops of the Gendarmerie, and descended by force on their villa in Pepera and also on other addresses. Do I think that this was the defining piece of evidence for the police? Absolutely not. I do not believe it could have been used to easily place Andrew Tate at his home in Romania within a tight frame, but it could also be verified by calling the pizza location. Additionally, it's almost certain that Romanians knew he was in the country due to border entry. The problem is knowing exactly where he is in the country. My original post didn't make that clear, and I should have been more concise. Well, the other thing, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, everybody, I would assume if you were under investigation or you were about to be arrested, you would have been caught at the border. Like, you would have been flagged the second your passport gets scanned, and then it's like, detain. And it's like, okay, could we just speak to you for a couple of minutes in this room? And then you would wait for the proper authorities to arrive, and then they would speak to you. I would assume that's how that would go down. Again, we don't know all the things in this, but gendarmerie. Oh, it's in French. Oh, okay. The only thing that actually galvanized the police was pressure from the U.S. Embassy. One of his victims was a U.S. resident. The Romanian Secret Services got him clocked. At least that's what I know. Summer, can you link me a story about that? I love that everyone's correcting me on the pronunciation. I love it. Thank you. Keep me correct. This is it's basically like it's not as polished as you will as news because again it's like what occurs up here occurs down here. But we can refine me, polish me if you will, on the fly, on the go. I should have shown my work initially, but there was a lot and I felt rushed to put it out there. This thread had always taken me an hour to put together when the initial search took only a few. Anyways, I strive to be more open and responsible going forward. I'm absolutely astonished how viral my post went and did not intend to mislead anyone. It's based on my evidence and reporting that I had at the time. Now, Glenn Greenwald obviously went super furious against Alejandro Caraballo. And might I add, by the way, 2022, the year of the slander, libel, ramping up to fucking 50,000 on the right, calling everyone a groomer, a pedophile. Man, the day I'll ever start bending over backwards to defend fucking Andrew Tate, the guy who said on camera that he's fucked a 16-year-old. I'm gonna hold on. I'll play that for all of you.
An April Baker's.
Right. I don't know if they're ready for that.
There was once a girl named April Baker.
Little sexy, little fat ass. And I was like, you're hot. So I messaged her. She's like, I'm only 16. I was like, give a fuck. Know about me. I'm 21. I don't care. So I pick up April Baker in my Mazda RX-8. Who knows about them cars?
No Jesus.
One knows. So I pick up April Baker and I was so disappointed. April Baker was the original catfish. Before catfish was a thing, April Baker was a thing. She went from a 10 to a 5. I don't know if she did it. Bro, I was banging her, like looking at her Facebook on the phone, like just staring at a different face. So from there on out, girls became Aprils. And we still use this to this day. Like if I turn up with a chick and she ain't that hot, I can explain to the whole table, apologize to my boys so they know my game ain't weak and go, this is April. My name is not April. Oh, yeah. Elena.
Oh, everyone, get the fuck over it. 16 is the legal age of consent in the UK. Get the fuck over it.
So, first off, because this one keeps coming up, usually when you get weirdos, libertarians, that kind of stuff popping up in your replies and stuff, the parts of Europe where age of consent is lower, and this actually applies to a lot of countries, the Canadian system is similar, that's for other 16-year-olds. That's for a 16 or 17. Sometimes they have what's called like a reasonable age gap or whatever. That's like 2 years something. That's for 16-year-olds to have sex with other 16-year-olds. 17-year-olds to have sex with other 17-year-olds. 18-year-olds to have sex with other 18-year-olds. That's what teenagers do. The moment you start like trying to justify that as something when you hear someone like, oh, well, you know, the guy was like 28, I think, and had sex with a 16-year-old. But 16 is the age of consent. I mean, they did consent. It's like, motherfuckers, you're talking about two different things. This is when all of a sudden it's like, why do I have to sit back for a full fucking year and tolerate all of you motherfuckers every single time something happens? It's like, oh, there was a drag event. Yeah, they were grooming kids. Yeah, that's a drag event. They were pedophiles. Yeah, filled with pedophiles, and they were being pedophiles to children. They were grooming them. Yeah. And you're like, okay, so let's see what the event was. No, that was a story hour. So that was a man in a wig who read a children's book to kids. And that's what happened at the end. So, okay. But now we have a guy on camera saying, again, when he was 21 years old, he fucked a 16-year-old, and then bragging about how ugly she was and that he was staring at her Facebook the whole time when she was 16 years old to try and find the hot photos of her when she was younger than 16, I might add, because she was younger before. So what, were you looking up the 12-year-old photos of her while you were having sex with her when she was 16, Andrew? Because that's what you said on camera, on video, and it wasn't just like, this isn't like, oh, dude, someone has a hidden camera and caught Andrew Tate in the middle of saying this horrifying. No, this was on his shows. This was him bragging about this, as in, this is a cool story that I'm totally fine with and want you all to know. And that's the thing. So again, from the right, who have been like every single person who is gay or trans is a groomer. This was their takes on this issue. Matt Walsh. People are acting like this is the greatest insult of all time and pretending not to notice that she completely fumbled it by saying that this is her own email address. Lol. I'm sassily sweaty, sassy. Oh, you want to email me? Well, you'll have to send it to this embarrassing email address of mine. Ha! Owned. Well done. And again, I don't think Matt Walsh has met a pedophile. He doesn't rust to defend. Doesn't matter if it's Andrew Tate. Like, that's old news at this point, you know? He's already had his motions. Josh Duggar. Cardinal McCarrick. Can't forget that. Philibont. I don't care your opinion on Andrew Tate, but don't tell me the authorities care about human trafficking when we all know full well Ghislaine went to jail for human trafficking, but no one else did because they don't care. It's all fiction. This is a weird, like, I've seen this whataboutism a lot over the last couple days when it comes to, they usually frame it like it's the left doing this. Like, it's like, oh, leftists going after Andrew Tate, all excited, and yet silence when it comes to Epstein. And it's like, leftists here, talk and hang out with a lot of leftists, see a lot of leftists. It's all the infighting, especially. I'm usually witnessing a lot of, you know, drama infighting when the left goes after the left, that old meme. I don't think I've seen a single one, single take where a person was like, yeah, that's not a pedophile island filled with pedos. In fact, I'd say the leftists actually added, it's kind of fucked up that billionaires get away with this, isn't it? That billionaires can just openly have these pedophile islands and pedophile networks with some of the most powerful human beings on the planet connected to, again, the superpower that is America. Just fucking, hi, Bill Clinton. What are you doing there, Bill Clinton? Who's massaging your fucking shoulders, Bill Clinton? Disgusting. No, fucking prosecute them all. Catch them all, you know? Fucking go after every single pedo. Yeah, I've never seen that take. Not once. I haven't come across a single leftist who has ever been like, oh, I actually support what was going on there. I think. I don't know. It's complicated. Read the theory. The quartering. You know, you know about the evidence against Andrew Tate? Wow. That's impressive since none of it is public. Care to share? Oh, right. You're just talking out of your ass. Jackson Hinkle. Again, one of the biggest copiums of all time. The Greta Thunberg response to Andrew Tate is the most bot-like tweet I've ever seen in my life. No one likes a little depopulation twerp, so she's buying likes. She's buying likes! Stop her! Someone has to! Too many likes! Richard Spencer took a fun thing that happened on the internet and then immediately had to Nazi it, you know? Can't we just enjoy a fun thing, Richard? Can you just take your Nazi ass and just never talk again publicly? Just kind of retire from public life forever? That would fucking be awesome. Why do you have to Nazify everything? And then, of course, you know, so many videos to choose from. I don't even know where to start with the quartering. Andrew Tate arrested. Everything we know. Leftists explode. Okay, let's see what you say about the arrest.
Instead, definitely have some breaking news and a reminder that, you know, people are innocent until proven guilty. Although, I don't know how that fares in Romania. Maybe you can buy your way out. I don't know.
Again, this is to the guy who just said on camera, bragged, if you will, about fucking a 16-year-old. That's the person he's talking about here. This is also Jeremy Hambley of The Quartering. He used to have a IT channel where he would basically give people advice because he was working as a tech repair guy at, you know, one of those big chains, the Best Buys. And then he had to make a PSA that if you have child porn on your computer, you should delete it before you bring it in for repairs because someone found child porn at the place that he was working at. And so he was like, oh, shit. And then that person got arrested because they called the cops because, yeah, that's what you should do if you find child pornography. And so at that point, he was basically like, yeah, so don't bring your stuff in for repairs if you got child porn on the computer, because if you do that, the cops could come. So and we look at your files. Not only do people who I work with do that, but I've done that. So, yeah, the invasion of privacy. We don't give a fuck. We go in there looking straight for the porno. What else are we to do? It takes a long time to run virus software. So that's what I'm about.
Andrew Tate and his brother have both just been arrested on an interesting investigation that comes a day after. Literally, I just uploaded the video about his spat with Greta Thunberg. Now he gets arrested. Interesting timing. Some people, the theories are already.
By the way, with Greta, I always hear the Amy pronunciation where it's like almost Thunberg. I want to see the proper pronunciation. Greta. Because I've been saying it in a variety of ways.
We are environmental activists who have recognition for promoting the view that humanity is facing an existential crisis arising from climate change. We are looking at how to pronounce Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg! Ah! Wow, of course Amy was on point. Always trust Amy. Trust the plan. Trust Amy Goodwin of Democracy Now. So Greta Thunberg.
flowing around. Obviously, we need to get a lot more information, but you see here, Andrew and his brother are in custody. They got warrants about an hour ago. You see this Andrew Tate's luxury villa reportedly raided by armed police in Romania. A December 29th report initially from Romanian outlet Liberté, I think, claimed that Andrew Tate's home had been raided by Romanian PD in relation to two missing girls. This was later confirmed by paparazzi filming the scene. The raid is said to have been carried out by the whatever agency at the time of the writing. There's been no official statement. Back in April of 2022, Andrew Tate faced two claims of back in Romania, the country where he resides. However, Tate stated that the issues arose from a...
Two claims of what? Two claims. We'll never truly know what those claims are. Allegations of human trafficking. That was what that one was. Yeah, two faced allegations of human trafficking.
Swatting incident. I was not arrested. What happened is I suffered from a case of swatting. It's very popular with people who are large on the internet. Well, that is true. Police turned up to investigate. They realized that nobody was in the house against their will, and there was no crime committed. We had to go to the police station for 45 minutes for pieces of paper. We filled them in, and we were let go. Is this another prank, another, you know, SWAT incident? It's possible, especially...
The first one wasn't a SWAT incident. You don't get to just take what he says at face value and then all of a sudden be like, oh, well, yeah, so that's accurate. That's what happened. So he, that thing, yes, that's...
Given his high-profile bout with a very well-connected climate slacktivist, here's the video footage of them. I mean, I can't read anything of it, but they are not in handcuffs, from what I can see.
What the fuck is going on? Are you serious? This is the way you're all it's hard to tell what's going on here. I mean, he was previously investigated for an incident. It says alleged, thing. And then what exactly are we seeing here? It's hard to tell. Is this related to Greta and what Greta did? Because this seems as if it's just the timing is odd. And we heard about these things, these bot farms. I don't know. It's weird that someone would say that you're all plugged into the Matrix and he's the only one plugging us. And then that same person apparently is a threat. I swear to God, by the way, for every one of these motherfuckers, it doesn't matter if it's like, you know, John McAfee or any of the other characters, all they need to do is, prior to being held accountable for the beliefs, start saying a whole bunch of nebulous nonsense. Like, just get out there and be like, well, did you know that we're not all awakened to the great mind grape? We never talk about the truth. The answers lie within. And then all of a sudden be like, oh, whoa, I'm being arrested because I told you the truth. Just so you know, look at the tattoo on my arm. It says I'll never commit suicide in prison. Haha, that kind of shit. And it's like, this is all, it just seems like a ruse that you're throwing on top of it to kind of be like, maybe I wasn't human trafficking.
Interestingly enough, here's more info. Interesting, I would ask why people follow him. Okay, I agree with you on that. People say, you know, how did he get his money? Well, he had a university, something like 100,000 subscribers, all paying $50 a month for, you know, information and coaching and things of that nature. I've never actually been a part of it, so I don't know. I don't want to speak to that, but a lot of people ask, how did he get his money? I think that was a big part of it. The question is, you know, I don't...
Swatting is when you try to get the police to break down your door and shoot you because of an implied emergency. It doesn't cause them to hold you for 30 days. Yeah, so if you don't know, the latest update is that the Romanian police have denied their request to be released, and they're holding him... denied, because it went to a judge. A judge denied their immediate release, so they're being held for 30 days, and they are again being held under suspicion of human trafficking, and there is a suspected six victims. That is what we know right now. That is the current amount of information that is publicly released. That hasn't stopped every corner of the weird-ass right-wing internet from falling over each other, trying to do this whole, like, well, by the way, can we truly say what happened here? I mean, do we have all the facts? Like, people are rushing to conclusions. And I was like, I don't know whether or not he has committed six separate acts of human trafficking. I can't speak to that. I can't speak towards the stuff that he has said and admitted to out loud, which include a whole bunch of horrifying takes, you know, things like women deserve their own rape and stuff, specifically moving to Romania because he says that they have laxer laws on domestic abuse and things like that. Not to mention the whole he raped a 16-year-old and bragged about it. That you know, so not really on the up and up in terms of characters. Not a guy I would be like, well, he's someone who I could have a beer with. Nah, probably want to stay as far away from one of those people as possible. So all that being said, if this is the second time that he's been raided in Romania, of all places, again, for human trafficking, and he's also bragged openly about acting as a digital pimp, as in garnishing the wages of a whole bunch of sex workers who have OnlyFans sites who should be getting all of their work. None of it should be going to fucking Andrew Tate. None of it. $0. He should not be garnishing their wages of sex workers. Well, at the same time, vilifying sex workers for a living. It's such a like disgusting combination of being like, oh yeah, if you have an OnlyFans, you're a whore. You can never be a mother. No one can ever forgive you. You're a whore. Doesn't matter if you're a man. I don't care. You're a whore too. Everyone's a whore. By the way, I also garnish the wages of a whole bunch of people that I consider subhuman and collect that money because that's what I'm about.
A lot of people obviously used to making the joke, oh, I didn't know Greta had that much power. This isn't obviously the first time that this has happened. Even if we go back to 2022, you know, police raid mega king of toxic masculinity in an investigation. Again, this is the Daily Beast. Obviously, he was not found guilty at that time. I don't know if this is the same prank.
What are you talking about, prank? It was an investigation. No charges have been like laid yet. This is part of the investigation. As part of the investigation, this happened. That's the extent of the knowledge of that issue so far. That's where we're at. That's the timeline.
Even was a swatting incident, or as he claimed.
He also had a video chatting studio that he closed in Romania because he didn't pay his workers. Yeah, he just sounds like an absolute monster all around.
This is back in April. Romanian police raided the home of prominent pro-Trump. Of course, the first sentence is about Trump. I've never heard of Andrew Tate being associated with Trump, but okay.
What are you talking about? You didn't even know this was MAGA. You called it MEGA. You're part of the MAGA movement. What are you doing right now? It's so hard to tell sometimes when he's doing this kind of like fast and furious. I don't know if you're lying, if you're being disingenuous, or you genuinely don't understand where you are right now. I don't know what stage we're at in this broadcast.
It's the Daily Beast, and everything must be about Trump. You know, he was best known, it says, before he was best known as a kickboxer and a vocal Trump supporter in the online far right. On social media, Tate portrayed himself as a wealthy cigar-smoking playboy guy, prompting one admirer to dub him the king of toxic masculinity, but Tate's treatment of women had an ugly side. Back in 2016, he was removed from the British version of Big Brother over a video of him and a woman. I think that this, I'm not sure if that was, people say it was consensual, I don't know. This March, Britain's Daily Mirror tabloid profiled him and his brother, Tristan, and their Romania-based business in which used webcam girls to trick men into sending the brothers tens of thousands of dollars. In one video on his YouTube channel, Andrew Tate said 40% of the reason he moved to Romania is because Romanian police were less likely to pursue certain allegations. Tate's unsavory activities did not stop him from building links with the stars of the Trumpian right. Tate palled around with DC prominent online Trump activists. He shared a meal with far-right cable news. There is no right with these people. It's just far-right or extremely far-right or super-duper far-right. Now, again, we're going to have to see some evidence, right? Some proof of any of this. You know, I've seen a lot of these videos. There's like, I don't know, half dozen of them or something, where he's interacting with females in like a very questionable way, a way that I definitely wouldn't. But then maybe his fans would just call me a beta cock. I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
What? Over half a dozen? And by your standards? By Jeremy, the quartering standards? Jeremy was like, oh, you know, I don't believe that behavior is on the up and up, sir. I believe perhaps you're being a bit forward, if you will. Your advances are a little unwarranted, some may say. Okay, but still running to bat for the guy. Still, 12 separate videos you saw in which, by your metric, like, goddamn, I don't want to know what these videos are. Fucking definitely not TOS. But, yeah, even then it's like, yeah, but, yeah, he's probably misjudged. Probably unfair, the treatment he's getting.
No. And also, it's you don't have any context. Maybe they have that kind of relationship, or that's, you know, part of whatever the deal is. They sign up for that. It's consensual. I don't know. But you also see, you know, obviously we don't know exactly. But if we look at what happened in April, so this is why I want to like tell people to, you know, pause for the cause here. This could be just yet another one of these very same incidents, because we look back at April where it says we were aware of reports of a U.S. citizen.
Why is he focused on the far right thing? Is Jeremy complaining that it's marginalization, the more moderate conservatives who hung out with the pedo sex trafficker? Yeah, maybe.
Held against their will in Romania, the spokesperson said, due to privacy consideration, we have no further comment. In an interview with the Daily Beast, Tristan Tate disputed the media report that they had found women in the house who were there against their will. Quote, no girls were found in my house and nobody was arrested, Tate said. Andrew Tate's pro-Trump colleagues, Cernovich, Watson, Posobiec, and Alexander, also didn't respond to emails from the Daily Beast. Why would they respond to an email from you? He also appeared to address the raid in an Instagram picture featuring him smoking.
Okay, so we get that you think this is all fake.
A woman anyway, on his own merit. Seems unlikely that he would have someone held against their will in his home. Maybe it's the webcam stuff. I don't know. Maybe old Greta didn't like, you know, the machine that runs Greta. I mean, it seriously seems like weird timing, right? I know it's just a weird coincidence.
No. Okay, so it's one of the two things. Either this is a true story in which that's kind of already been discounted by the Romanian police, but that Greta clapped Andrew so bad and he couldn't handle it. Because again, he's not a top G, okay? He's a little G. He was so hurt that he made that weird ass video. It was fucking pathetic. And when that video came in, the Romanian police were capable of tracking where he was based on how close the proximity would be to that pizza location that is seen in the video. That's one reality. But even if that was the case, that wasn't part of a massive conspiracy. There's no matrix going on there. That's just funny and sad. That's the best case scenario. That's the best one you got. So at that one, that's hilarious and sad, and that's how he got caught. But still, that's really pathetic and sad. But what seems to be more is that this is an actual disgusting human being who's under investigation for human trafficking. He may have as many as six victims. They could be underage. We're not sure because the same person has bragged on camera fucking a 16-year-old before. Wow. This is where you're going to plant yourselves. Again, it's wild. This was the same crew who spent the entire year calling all LGBTQ plus people groomers, pedophiles, groomers. Pedophiles. They weren't done, by the way. This wasn't even the fucking final salvo. Along comes the neo-Nazi Pope, fucking Pope Benedict. He dies. And then I was like, okay, I'm guessing most people will stay quiet on this one because he's the Nazi Pope. He's pretty much had a lot of those old, like, well, I may or may not have covered up a couple of instances of child abuse, you know, that kind of shit. Like, this is 11 months old, but former Pope Benedict admits to making false claim to child sexual abuse inquiry. The former Pope Benedict the 16th has admitted to providing false information to a German inquiry into clerical sexual abuse. Benedict, who resigned as the global leader of the Roman Catholic Church in 2013, said on Monday that he'd attended a meeting with local church officials in 1980 to discuss a suspected pedophile priest. He blamed a previously written statement to German investigators in which he said he was absent from the meeting on an editorial error. Oh, that's right. It's hard to keep up with all my pedophile investigations, you know? Benedict, who resigned as the global leader, his admission comes 4 days after a report on the investigation claimed that Benedict had failed to take action against four priests accused of child sexual abuse when he was Archbishop of Munich, a position then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger held between 1977 and 1982, and that his denial of being at the meeting in his question lacked credibility. In a statement to the German Catholic news agency, the KNA, that was published by the Vatican, George Gunswein, Benedict's personal secretary, said the former pontiff would apologize for his mistake while stressing that it was not made out of any bad faith, but was a consequence of an oversight in the editorial processing of his statement. What is this absolute gibberish? Fucking nonsense. You were protecting pedophiles. That's what you did. You protected pedophiles, and then you were ordained into a position to be the vicar of God on earth. You're not supposed to walk away from that. Popes don't resign. That's not a thing. You're pope until you're dead, and then you join the bosom of God, and then you join up to that giant teat, and then you suckle. You suckle from the teat of the Lord. That's the whole plan. That's what they're supposed to do. Instead, he was just like, yeah, I quit. Because it was getting bad. I don't know if all of you remember back then, but there was just like scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. And then it was like, oh, looks like not only did the Pope not condemn this shit, but might have been somehow involved in covering it up. Yeah, he did cover it up quite a bit. Lots of cases of him doing that. That sucks because, again, these are situations involving child rape. So you would think when, like, you've got child rape and you've got systemic child rape and you've got systemic child rape happening on a global scale. And we're talking, like, it does not matter. This crosses through all fucking lines. This has been done to indigenous people, to white people, to black people. Doesn't matter who it is. There has been just nonstop raping of children by the Catholic Church and protecting of the raping of the children by the Catholic Church. Again and again and again. And then we have this individual who, yes, was a fucking central key player in all of this. You would think, well, just let it pass. The person is dead and we let it go. we walk away from this, and then that's just a headline. And it's, oh, Pope Benedict died. Okay, yeah. And well, 2023 is tomorrow, so why would we make an issue of this? Why praise his holiness? Why even bring it up? You know? But no, everyone had to do it. Everyone on the right fell over each other doing that whole, and to be honest, libs did too. I gotta call everyone out here. Trudeau did the same thing. Oh yes, his holiness will forever be remembered. Oh yes, he went to the grave, blah blah blah. I think Hillary did another thing like, oh yes, his holiness may, blah blah blah. But I wanted to pull up some of the bigger ones. Yeah, leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. The world mourns the loss of a great spiritual leader, Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th. Throughout his life, he offered humble service and a wealth of rich theological depth for more than a billion Catholic faithful. May his soul rest in piss. Absolute in piss for covering up pedos. No respect. Respect in peace, Pope Benedict. And this is Laverne Spicer, by the way, who's just been fucking horrifying take machine all year, 2022. My pronouns are, I hate groomers, blah, blah, blah. Rest in peace, Pope Benedict, the Pope that Hillary and Soros, what? So it's the thought process like, okay, so what do I know about this guy? Hillary, Soros, puppet master, controlling everyone, Illuminati. Okay, let's go with that. Hillary and Soros forced out of power. That man is taking a lot to the grave with him because he never truly spoke out about what truly happened to him by the deep state. This is the guy who covered up all the pedophilia. Yeah, he's the pedophile protector. He's not even really well beloved amongst Catholics. Even like, trust me, I know a lot of Catholics. If I speak to Catholics, they don't hold Pope Benedict to high esteem. It's not like, well, he's the Pope. It's kind of like, yeah, he's the Pope. Yeah, that sucks. So again, I just want to, I'm only bringing this up because the right has spent 2022 becoming absolute horrifying. We're talking I was going to say Blomkamp. Who's the Canadian director? Like, more horrifying than I could possibly imagine in the course of a very small amount of time. Now this is going to bug me. I have to look it up. Cronenberg. They become Cronenberg. Cronenberg-esque monsters. They mutated into that. You know? Just grotesque things. Even like, take the practical effects of your choice. The Thing. They become, you know that scene where it's like the ER and the things, and then they, and the gap and open. If you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, you're probably like, what is Lance on? Okay, hold on. Ah, here it is. So, like, at this point, this is like, you know, all of us, this is probably, I would say, broadly speaking, the left, the libs, some centrists, just standing there being like, so that mass shooting just happened. We're probably going to get the thoughts and prayers. And this is going to be the right's take, basically, in terms of memes. Okay, I'm setting up. I'm trying to associate everything for you ahead of time. So we're gonna get the thoughts and prayers. That would make the most sense. Clear. Instead, this is what we get. Like, what the fuck? Wait, it's getting worse? It's worse? That wasn't enough? It wasn't enough just to, like, fucking the hands go through and then the hands are gone? Like, you know, Jack style, Mortal Kombat? No, that's not enough. All right, we're still going. And here comes Tim Pool. Here's Tim Pool. And there it is. There's Tim Pool with the Tim Pool take. Here he goes. And he's like, oh, well, you asked for the wood chipper, blah. And this was fucking 2022. Fuck you, Tim. Ugh, it's so disgusting. And he hasn't stopped, by the way. He's like, don't label all LGBTQ plus as groomers. Don't do that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to do it right now, but don't do that. Don't do that, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, fuck you. So that was 2022, and like, it sucked. It sucked sitting there. It sucked taking it all in, and just like, it was horrifying and scary at the same time. And like, there was no bar. It never stopped. There was nothing you could say or do that they would not get worse and worse and worse and venomous and just honestly cruel. cruel to the point where I'm like, is this not enough? Is there not a point where you will max out? Where you're like, does your humanity not come back? Is it just totally gone? Like, the only people I saw on the left the only people I saw in general of the political aisle who were like, I refuse to talk about, you know, Ted Cruz and what's happening to his family, not even going to talk about what specifically happened there, were people on the left who were just like, yeah, that's a terrible thing. This is not something we should turn into a blah, blah, blah. Thoughts and prayers, best of wishes, hope you can sort that out, please get them the help that they need, etc. That's all that situation warranted. On the other end, it's like unfathomable cruelty over and over and over. So to see all those same motherfuckers at the tail end, moments away, days, like fucking hours for some of them, even Kevin Sorbo came, you know, swinging and missing near the fucking last minutes of 2022, to see them all going to bat for the Nazi Pope fucking pedophile protector, the man accused of human trafficking, avowed pedophile, Andrew Tate. Well, I never want to hear another fucking right-winger try and gain any more authority on pedophilia, on grooming. You have nothing. You have nothing to stand on. You have lost it all. All of you have, collectively. You don't have a right. It should have been enough that every fucking single pedophile that seems to come out of the political world is a Republican or a conservative or a right winger, like, oh, time and time again. Like, not that it doesn't happen on the other side. It does, but overwhelmingly, like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of Republican pedos. God damn. Like, that projection out of control, that should have been enough. That should have been like, well, yeah, y'all got to sort that shit out. You have things to work through.
But it definitely makes you think. I'll be covering the story throughout the rest of the day as new bits of information come out. I will release them here on this channel. So if you're new here, please do subscribe so you actually get...
He never even said at any point in this, by the way, if it turns out that he, in fact, is trafficking children, minors, exploiting them sexually, that's bad, actually. That would be a bad thing. Wouldn't recommend it.
Do you enjoy the SERPs but prefer not to have to use your eyeballs? Many are saying this. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the SERP Times in podcast form, available on most major podcasting networks now. If you enjoy it, please consider leaving a good review and feedback because it really helps the show out, apparently, and it's free, just like the podcast.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Juice, we shall spend many a generations building mighty cathedrals in your honor. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your oafish jesters, here to offer you a laugh at any opportunity. To our brave Knights of the Round Table, Rachel Kay, Izzy Solidarity, Victoria Bell, Sebastian Demel, Mark Harmon, Benji Arnie, Scary Earth Human, Tony, DM Rivera, Resident Scarecrow, Sir Nickus, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Brandon, Words Greenwood, Everything Important, Hegbert Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Doug Cady, Daniel Sutton, Jenna Tao, Dark Puppy, Quiet One 85, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodle Hawk, Multi Mondi, Trevbot EXE, Brian Ephraim, Anthropofojak, Catherine, Ramon Acosta, Inkosin, Ralph Parler, Violent Orchard, Political Puppy, La Media Panza, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We salute our valiant heroes off to fight injustice everywhere.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.